Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. Time now for your morning update for Monday, May 23rd. Brought to you by the Red River Pilots baseball team. Now, their first home game is coming up May 31st, and they are in need of a few things. Host families, top and foremost, all right? They need places for their players, coaching staff, personnel. They need a place for them to stay for the summer if you can help them out. Also, a PA announcer and concession workers and 21-plus-year-old servers. Got to have somebody to serve the beverages, right? If any of these jobs interest you, contact Matt at RedRiverPilots.com. Again, Matt at RedRiverPilots.com. Well, a Winnipeg-based company that owns Motor Coach Industries is closing its Pemina, North Dakota manufacturing plant by the end of the year. Mayor Mike Fitzgerald says he learned of the decision in a letter from the parent company, New Flyer Industries, which also has a plant in Crookston. Fitzgerald says the move will put more than 200 employees out of work. He says the letter cited the location of the plant, difficulty finding quality employees, and the company's planned conversion to electric-powered buses. Plant opened in 1963. It's the largest employer in Pemina, which has a population of about 450. Well, a man is dead after a fatal head-on crash west of Drayton Friday evening. The North Dakota Highway Patrol says 65-year-old Gregory Emanuelson of Drayton was traveling westbound on Highway 66, 2 miles west around 7:45 p.m. when he entered the eastbound lane and struck a vehicle driven by 24-year-old Gregory Hopp, Jr. of Williston. Emanuelson died at the scene. Hopp received serious but non-life-threatening injuries, was taken to All True Hospital in Grand Forks. Crash remains under investigation by the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Well, you know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done like yesterday. How about an oil change? Are you blowing it off because you think it takes too long? Head on over to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Most are done within about 15 minutes. They also do tranny and coolant flushes. They'll rotate the tires and the batteries and all that stuff. Now, included in your oil change, they'll top off your fluids. They're going to check your battery, lights, wipers, cabin air filter, your tires. You also get discounts for fleets and the military. And they can text and email invoices and coupons. If you mention Grand Forks Best Source, you'll get 10 bucks off your oil change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and deliveries available if you live in Grand Forks, too. Come to Valvoline Instant Oil Change for complete oil change and more. 3325 South 38th Street. Or you can call them up 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them that Grand Forks Best Source sent you. You want to save that 10 bucks. Well, Grand Forks Road crews will be closing both the right-hand turn lanes and left-hand turn lanes on South Washington Street at the intersection of 36th Avenue South today. Crews will be replacing or resealing the new concrete that was poured last year. Crews will be working on the right-hand turn lanes first, then move to the left-hand turn lanes. The entire job is expected to take 3 days, and of course, that is weather permitting. Well, the average price of gasoline rose 7 cents per gallon in North Dakota over the past week. Now, AAA says the price now averages $4.17 per gallon statewide. That's 28 cents higher than a month ago and $1.32 higher than a year ago. In Fargo, gas is averaging nearly $4.19 a gallon. National average price is now $4.59 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis for price tracking website Gas Buddy, says prices over the Memorial Day weekend will likely be $1.50 higher than they were last year. But DeHaan says there are indications that price increases are finally slowing down. And in sports, Major League Baseball, not sure if you watched the Twins yesterday, but wow, what a game. They beat Kansas City 7-6. Now, the thing is, Twins trailed 6-0 going into the seventh inning, and they won. Way to go. Twins host the Detroit Tigers at 6:40 tonight. Boys High School Baseball, big one today. East Grand Forks at East Grand Forks Sacred Heart will play at 4:30. And finally, the Preakness Stakes, early voting held off Epicenter for the win yesterday, Saturday, if you saw that. All kinds of the EDC and Minnesota tournaments will be starting tomorrow. We're going to have a big sports day tomorrow. But for now, let's do the weather. Here's Brad Werner from Region Weather Live.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Brad Werner from Region Weather Live with your Grand Forks Best Source forecast. And after a little bit of a cool weekend, we're starting off your work week with sunny skies, but you can see there are some clouds further off to the west that are eventually going to make its way into our area. And with that comes the chance of some rain and some thunderstorms later in the day. Now, you can see this model Shows quite a bit of rain that moves through our area. I think it's going to be a little more scattered than that. But with that said, we're looking at a chance of some showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. and with that chance lasting into the overnight hours. Now, your Tuesday looks dry, but on Wednesday, there's a pretty large system that comes out and affects essentially most of Minnesota. We're going to be right on the western edge of that rain right now, so I think for the most part, we're going to remain out of it, but there might be a slight chance of a little bit of a shower in the afternoon on Wednesday. And then by Thursday, temperatures are going to begin to rebound a little more, and it's going to be one of your drier days. Friday as well. Friday night into early Saturday morning, there's a chance of some storms rolling through our area that may need to be watched as far as the possibility of being severe. But otherwise, as we get into the Memorial weekend and just taking a sneak peek there, just a chance of some scattered showers and storms Saturday and Sunday, maybe even again a little bit on Monday. Nothing widespread, but just afternoon showers and storms the way it's looking right now. And as we could see by the weekend, Friday, we're looking at highs right in the 70s. Saturday, same thing. Sunday, right around 70 as well. Monday, we're going to be bordering a little bit on 70. You could see some cooler temperatures further off to the northwest. And then it looks like a bit of a cool down after that. And so your beginning of your work week looks like this. For today, becoming partly sunny with a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms late into the day, mostly into the evening hours. Winds south-southwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour, the high is 63. For Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny, winds south 10 to 20, high right around 68. And Wednesday, partly sunny with just that 20% chance of rain. Winds south-southeast, 5 to 15 miles per hour, with a high of 61. And for more detailed weather information, please go ahead and check out my Facebook and YouTube page at Region Weather Live. For Grand Forks, best source at Region Weather Live, I am meteorologist Brad Warner.
All right, thank you very much, Brad. There you go, your weather and your morning update. All brought to you by C&H Insurance of East Grand Forks, who began with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. Their concept remains to be the priority today. Now, they strive to give everyone who walks through their doors special attention and the best customer service possible. Their agents have a ton of experience, over 50 years of combined insurance experience. They're licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and Arizona. In fact, Grand Forks Best Source, we insure with C&H Insurance. Maybe you should too. For all your insurance needs, get a hold of Justin, Jody, or Tammy. Their number is 218-773-0287 or stop by 1427 Central Avenue Northwest at East Grand Forks. C&H Insurance over on the east side. Well, at 11 o'clock today, Grand Forks Mayor Brandon Bochinski stops in for a visit. Been a little while, lots to talk about. Make sure you tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone and become a patron on Podbean to qualify for all kinds of really cool giveaways. Grand Forks is a great place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.